The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Knowledge is light. An inner light comes on when we understand something, which is why we say, I see. But this seeing is insight, not just eyesight. And with insight comes power. In today's gospel, Jesus enables a blind man to see. He starts by giving him eyesight, but by the end of the story, this man also has insight. An inner light has come on inside his head regarding who Jesus is. Now, not only does he see, he also understands. But not so the other people in the story. They have eyesight, but no insight. They see, but they do not understand. First of all, this blind man's neighbors and family. They see that a miracle has occurred, but they are afraid to look at what that might say about Jesus. They are cowards. They don't want to upset the powers that be. So they say they don't understand how it happened, which leaves them ignorant and powerless. You know, a lot of times we'll say things like, ignorance is bliss. But nothing could be further from the truth. As Forrest Gump says, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough. Ignorance makes a person's life difficult, not easy. And then there are the Pharisees, where this man's neighbors and family claim ignorance due to fear. Jesus' adversaries are reduced to ignorance by hatred, which has already closed their minds to him, and by pride, which leads them to think they know more than they really do. They know you aren't supposed to work on the Sabbath, for instance, and they know that Jesus did this on the Sabbath. So they conclude that Jesus can't be from God because he doesn't keep the Sabbath. Of course, by now, they were just looking for an excuse to get rid of him. They were blinded by hatred and pride, which deprived them of the insight into who Jesus is and why, therefore, in his case, the normal rules of logic simply don't apply. And then there's the man born blind, who is open to Jesus, and who is courageous. But there's one odd thing about this miracle. He never asks to be healed. Almost all of Jesus' other miracles follow a similar pattern. The person asks for healing. Jesus asks if they believe in him. They say yes. And then he works a miracle due to their faith. But that's not what happens here. Jesus cures this man without being asked, saying instead that the reason for this miracle was so that the works of God could be made visible, so that we can see that Jesus is the light of the world, so that we could have insight and not just eyesight. And while this miracle doesn't fit the usual pattern, the end result is the same. The blind man puts his faith in Jesus. You and I are like the people in this story. There are certain things to which we are blind regarding which we lack insight. Sometimes this is willful blindness due to fear. We see this, for instance, in our national debate regarding immigration. Sometimes our lack of insight is due to ignorance. We just have bad information or strong feelings but little knowledge, which keeps us from seeing how in certain matters, just like in today's gospel, the normal rules don't apply. Sometimes we are blinded by hatred or by pride, but it need not be that way. Jesus is the light of the world, and he invites us to be like the man he heals in today's gospel, open and courageous, trying our best to live in that light ourselves, making sure we have good information, making sure we have all the facts, and then striving courageously to bring that light to others. After all, ignorance is not bliss. It's also no excuse.